Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. Wow. Whispers, can you believe how fast this week has gone and we're back in this room together? I have to tell you, I've had such a hectic week, but coming into this room with you all is definitely the high point of my week. So are you ready for another dynamic discussion? I know I am. So listen, don't forget, I want you to join the conversation. So please call in at 516-595-8091. That's 516-595-8091. And Whispers, Blog Talk Radio has heard us. And they have opened up a live chat box for you to drop your comments or your questions in. And you know how I love to monitor the chat box. So if you have a question, drop it in. Let me know, and I'll definitely get to it. So, did you all receive the cocktail or the mocktail of this episode? Well, guys, I have to tell you, I think we outdo ourselves every show because this cherry bourbon breeze is delicious, if I may say so myself. And listen, if you have not received your cocktail or mocktail of the episode, you're missing it. You're totally missing it. So look, come and join the VIP. Come and get with the in crowd and be a part of our VIP listing so you can get your cocktail mocktail of the episode. I have dropped a live link to our link tree into this week's description of the show, and you can just click on it and join our VIP listing. And as well, if you would like to review our show, there's a link in there as well that you can leave us a fabulous review as well. And if you have a cocktail or a mocktail that you think we should try and introduce our fabulous Whispers to, send it to us at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com. Well, are you guys ready to jump into today's topic? How to tap in to your purpose. Whispers, I know, just saying the title kind of gives you like a charge, doesn't it? So, as always, I like to start our discussion off with a clear meaning. So, we're going to get the meaning of purpose. Purpose means the reason for which something is done or created, which something exists, to have as one's intention or objective. Did you catch that? Let me give it to you again. So, purpose means the reason for which something is done or created, for which something exists, to have as one's intention or objective. I mean, that's powerful right there. That's just a powerful definition. And that definition in itself gives us so much to work with and to build upon. You may be saying, well, why? Why is that? Well, There are many that have been or have had times when they're sitting and they're thinking, you know what, I don't even really know what my objective is. You know, I'm X amount of years of age and I still haven't found nor have I tapped into my purpose. Well, you know what, Whispers, you aren't alone. You're not the only person. That's why this discussion is so dynamic and why we're having it, because I hear it and I hear my clients speaking on this. But you know, the one thing that I find with my clients, I love to ask them a few pertinent or relevant or you know, relevant questions that help them to really think and to digest this thought of tapping into their purpose. So you may want to grab a pen or a pencil and some paper, because these questions you're going to have to sit with for a moment. So the first question that I like to ask is this: do you feel that there is something important you are meant to be doing in your life? Let me reiterate that. Do you feel that there is something important you are meant to be doing in your life? The second question I like to ask is this: how would your life be different if you knew with a certainty that you were on the right path? Now, wait a minute. Did you catch the word that I used there? I used the word certainty. So how would your life be different if you knew with certainty that you were on the right path? And my third question is, what choices and decisions would you make today if you were equipped with great clarity? Okay, so let me go back and reiterate these questions for you, because I want you to get these questions down. So the first one was, do you feel that there is something important you are meant to be doing in your life? How would your life be different if you knew with certainty that you were on the right path? And what choices and decisions would you make today if you were equipped clarity? You see, these are three very direct, clear questions you need to start out with. And you see, once you sit and you tap into these questions, which, by the way, they will take you a little time to really look into, to digest, to really put some effort into soul searching. These are questions that develop in you. And you may find, as many of my clients find, and they find out that they don't tap into their purpose is because they are following the path of least resistance. Oh my goodness, did you hear that? Wait, I heard it again. They're following the path of least resistance. See, this is the thing, Whisperers. Unfortunately, society has minimized success into like a sort of checklist of boxes. Like, this is what I mean by that. So basically what they've done is this: you finish school, you go to college, check. You get your degree, check. You get a job, check. You may or may not get married, check. You might have some kids and you might get a house, check. But then you're slated for this pyramid of working this job until you're retired. Oh my goodness, yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Because this is the thing. This path is like, you know, like old leather. You ever seen like an old leather couch? It's worn. It has such a way about it. It just kind of has a story to it. You ever heard that old saying, well, if it's not broke, don't try to fix it? Well, that's not the case. Because see, things that are worn and old means that they don't change. But see, right now, what you're trying to do is take control back and to direct the narrative in the way that you want. So that means that it has to change. You don't want to get stagnant. You don't want it to be sitting there. You don't want it to be that old leather. Well, if it's not broke, don't try to fix it. That's not the mindset that we're going to have. So, Whisperers, this is where you must shift and move your mindset. notice I keep saying your mindset. Remember, last week I told you that I have a lot of my clients and most of my clients for 2021 are on what type of mindset? They're on a growth mindset. That is what is needed to help you to tap into your purpose. You have to learn the importance of keeping your mind nurtured to help yourself to grow and challenge yourself to make it out of your comfort zone. Because, see, we all have comfort zones. We all have those times that we sit back and we get comfortable, and it's like, great, because this is what you know and what you become accustomed to or the way things are. You have to start facing your obstacles, not in a negative mindset, because, see, growth mindsets don't look at their obstacles in a negative manner. And see, in that turn, in a mindset of how they will take things on and reach their goals. That's what that growth mindset does. That growth mindset keeps it moving. It keeps it nurturing. It keeps it going. Plus, most importantly, you must be ready to receive what your purpose is and why it is your purpose. You know what, Whisperers? I'm going to give you the 5 steps to how to tap into your purpose. And once I give you those 5 steps, I'm also going to offer you something special. So we're going to get into these 5 steps, and I'm going to take my time with them. We're going to develop them. And you may want to kind of like, you know, come back and listen to this episode so you can get those 5 steps. You can get those 3 questions because your foundation is now starting to be formed. And you want a sound foundation because that's what you're going to build upon. And if you don't have a good foundation, you know everything else will crumble. So this is the thing. Let's get into our 5 steps with step number 1. You have to have a desire to do it in the first place. You must have a desire to do it in the first place and want to live a more satisfying and fulfilling life. Knowing your purpose satisfies a deep need that everyone has inside of themselves is incredible. See, what I mean by this is that you have to want to make, you have to want to take, and you have to move to a place that things you want to achieve are starting to be established, which takes planning. So it doesn't mean that you're just going to wake up one morning and be like, okay, this is it. I'm going to go do this and blah, 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 da, 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 da. Because that's sure to fail because you haven't really given it thought. You haven't really started to put things into motion because that's going to require different elements from you, which leads you into step number 2. You must be ready, you must be willing, and you must be able to do something to move yourself forward. Ready, willing, able. You're going to start noticing that. Your choices and your decisions you make today, not tomorrow, but today, right now, can be a life changer for you. And being committed, doing something different, takes courage. Have you ever looked at that word courage, what it really means? I'm going to tell you what courage means. It's the ability to do something that frightens you or frightens someone. This means it's worth your time and effort. Because this is the thing. When you are trying something new, when you're branching out onto something different, it takes courage. It takes something deep within you to stir you to do it. And it takes courage to realize that it's not something that you've done before and that this is a pathway and a direction that you're not certain of, but you know you need to start to climb the mountain so you can reach the top of it. and it takes courage to be able to take the first step. So that brings you to step number three. And step number three is something that most people don't realize that they need, though. You need to find an accountability partner. Someone who is not only positive, but someone who is already living with their purpose, someone who has already tapped into their resources, someone who will not let you take your foot up off the pedal because you are afraid, you are apprehensive, you are lacking faith in your abilities. Because see, that's the thing. You will be your own self-sabotager. And remember, we talked about that in the episode before about self-sabotaging and how dangerous it can be. So when we're tapping into your purpose, it's the same difference. You have to be accountable for things. But when you have that accountability person and that accountability partner, they push you, they motivate you, they drive you, they're your cheerleader. They believe because they see it, they know it, and they feel it, and just the same as you, which provokes energy to come out of you. And someone who celebrates your accomplishments, be them little or small, will help you to see that your goal is ahead of you. You see, you are now investing valuable time and energy into yourself. But having someone as your accountability partner helps you define what your investment is and keeps you from, you know, kind of putting your money into junk bonds, that you're not going to get anything out of it. So it's an investor, and it's an investor that helps you to invest in yourself. Who is the biggest investment but you? And notice the energy, the excitement that I have that I'm telling you about this. Because that's what it motivates in you. When you tap into your purpose, it drives you in the same way. When I thought about this topic, I was so excited about it because I'm going to tell you, I had to kind of redefine myself and find myself again. And when you do that, a lot of times, you have to have courage to be able to do that. You have to have courage to step out on that ledge, and you have to have courage to take that leap. Because in that time that you leap, you're kind of free falling. And as you free fall, every kind of panic comes through you. But then all of a sudden, as you get to that point, you start to glide. And you feel the wind blowing past you, and you start to have this clarity. And just before you know it, the chute opens up, and you just kind of sail. And it's the best feeling you possibly can have. And that's what tapping into your purpose does for you. And step number four is this. Once you find your purpose, you may need to make simple adjustments as you go along. And you may need to keep refining. And what exactly do I mean by refining? You may need to remove certain elements to be able to reach your certain goals. It's essential for you to be flexible because you may need to make key adjustments so you don't self-sabotage or set yourself backwards. Or maybe people that are in your life that are telling you certain things or having you bring up self-doubt. You may need to shift, and those people need to shift to move outside of that spectrum a little bit for you. And you'll get clarity, and you'll get to see how that is going to take place and how it will shape. And as you do it, you'll see that these negative energies and these different things will start to move, and they will not be in the way, and they won't be the hiccups. And when you do have the hiccups, you'll know how to handle it. Oh, it brings me to step number five, integration. Integration. You'll need to start integrating your purpose into your life. You'll begin with your mindset. See, that is the biggest thing that you will have to integrate is your mindset. Your mind plays key elements in most and everything that we do. Because, see, that's why you have to have the 2021 and forward growth mindset. It doesn't allow you to become stagnant. It doesn't let you become that stinking, sitting water. that has nowhere to go. It has nothing in it. It just is stagnant. It's just murky. You'll get to experience new elements in your life, new opportunities, key people. You'll start to see and feel a renewed sense of self-confidence, worth, inspiration, enthusiasm, and energy. Notice those words. They're moving. They're dynamic in themselves. That's tapping into your purposes. It's dynamic. And let me tell you something. It doesn't mean that, you know, tapping into your purpose means that you're going to go out here and you're going to have some million-dollar company. That's not what I'm saying to you. Sometimes tapping into our purpose is that you're going to be someone who is imparting your knowledge to people to encourage them and to build them up. It could be from your story. It could be from something that you're doing. There is a young girl here in Philadelphia that started out by literally crocheting scarves for homeless people. Now she has a great business that she is literally turning out tons of products that are helping homeless people. They have scarves, they have hats, they have mittens, they have so many things, warm socks. But she started this from a need of what she felt that she saw when she was riding in the car with her mom. And her purpose was developed from the care that she saw for another person. So you never know what your purpose could be unless you tap into it. And by tapping into that purpose, it gives you a renewed energy. It gives you self-confidence, self-worth, inspiration, enthusiasm, energy, moving words, moving feelings. So what did I say that those five elements were? Do you remember? Anybody? Well, I'm going to go back and tell you what they are, okay? So number one was... You have to have a desire to do it in the first place. Number two, you are ready, willing, and able to do something to move yourself forward. Number three is you have to find a reliable, notice the word, reliable. That's not a sporadic accountability partner. Number four is once you find your purpose, you may need to make simple adjustments. Simple adjustments. And number five is your integration. You know, there's no time like the present to start tapping into your purpose because so much has changed and so many opportunities are presenting themselves. Please just don't shortchange yourself because you are afraid of tapping into your purpose or you don't have the courage to tap into your purpose. Don't shortchange yourself like that because you have value and you offer value every day. Even if it's something that you need to tap into for yourself that motivates you every day, you need to know what it is so you can continue to move forward in the things that you want. And not to become stagnant in your thought, in your processes, and your feelings, and the mindset. Growth mindset. Remember that. With 2021, growth mindset. You know, before we wrap this conversation up and this discussion, I want to give you an acronym that I heard from another well-known business and life coach therapist. And I just loved it. When I heard it, I was like, oh, this is perfect. This is exactly what I need to kind of tie all this in. And the acronym that she used was SMART. S-M-A-R-T. S is for specific. M is for measurable. A is for attainable. R is for realistic. T is for timely. Let me tell it to you again. Write it down. S-M-A-R-T. SMART. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, timely. And it made me think that a SMART goal has a much better chance of being accomplished than a general goal. Isn't that dynamic? I mean, as simple as it is, I mean, that acronym just kind of put everything into place for me. I just thought that was like dynamic, and I had to share that with you all. I just had to. SMART. I said that one there I'm going to definitely keep. As a matter of fact, I put it on my affirmation wall because I thought that was a great thing. I want to be specific. I want to be measurable. I want to have it where it's attainable. I want it to be realistic, and I want it to be timely. Tap into your purpose. So as I stated, I have a special offer for you all. And here it is. For the first 10 people who book their 2021 Growth Mindset Program with me, and you will be booked with me, Sonia Leray, for 4 weeks one-on-one for $140. 4 weeks. Did you hear that? 2021 Growth Mindset Program, one-on-one session for 4 weeks for $140 for the first 10 people. And you need to go to www.lapazimageconsultants.com. LAPAZCONSULTANTS.com. LaPaz Image Consultants, IMAGE. And we know that the E is on there. Don't worry. So, once again, we're going to tap into our 2020 mindset, and we're going to tap into our purpose. And don't sleep on this, because you want to grow, you want to achieve, and just really just be the best you that you possibly can be. So, you know, Whispers, I have to just tell you all something real quick, because next week, right now we're slated to be in a 3:30 spot next week. Normally we're at 3 o'clock, I know, but for some reason our station has us for a 3:30. But if anything changes, and if you're a part of our Whispers group, you will be notified exactly if we're at 3 or 3:30. But right now we're slated for 3:30 on February the 5th. And the topic will be how to overcome self. That's going to be a good discussion too, I tell you. I look forward to these discussions. I look forward to coming into this room and just kind of like having our safe spot and talking with each other. Don't forget, I want you to come get social with us. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also go into that live link that's in the description, our link tree, and you can find us on our social media in there. There's also a link in there that you can review, give us a fabulous review of our show, something you would like for us to do or change. Please feel free to let us know. So thank you all for tuning in to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. And I hope you all have a fabulous, fabulous weekend. Please be safe, and I'll talk to you guys soon. See you guys next Friday. Bye.